Be a baller.
Be a baller.
Be a baller. 840, 29 degrees. Would you rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service. Beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right. Yep.
We're in one of those moods today.
Freaking Wednesday. I had to wake up a little bit again. Takes a couple of days to get used to this freaking time change, but there you go. Matt, you're doing good?
I'm swell, Pat. How are you?
I'm good. How's Tim Sheridan doing?
You know what? I think he just got out of the bathroom and he says he's feeling good.
All right. How's Craig doing?
Craig just looks like he's relaxing. Just gave a little salute over there.
All right. Excellent. So we can start?
I think we're ready to go.
Rock and roll. Would you rather Wednesday? Question numero uno. Question number one. Would you rather brush your teeth with mustard or wash your hair with ketchup?
I feel like ketchup would be kind of heavy putting it in your hair.
Oh.
You know?
Sure.
Mustard. I like the taste of mustard. My teeth would probably be stained yellow by the time I keep brushing my teeth with mustard.
Uh-huh. They're both very acidic.
My hair would smell very tomato-y.
Yeah, I would like try to dip a French fry in your hair.
All of a sudden, you know, I'm in mid-conversation and feel this weird sensation and then a... And I'll look over and Pat's just eating a French fry.
Yep. Mustard. I don't know.
You stick a fry in my mouth? No, that'd be weird. That'd be pretty weird. If you tried to eat the mustard in my mouth after brushing the teeth. What? Well, you said, you know, you dip a French fry in my hair, but I was thinking, you know, if you decided to have fries with mustard, it'd be pretty odd if you all of a sudden stuck a French fry in my mouth. I can see you doing that just to be just to make it a little
just
weird.
Awkward. Yeah. Yes.
What are you I'd doing be mid-conversation and then I just see him looking right at me trying to put a French fry in my mouth.
Would you rather brush your teeth with mustard or wash your hair with ketchup?
I'd probably brush my teeth with mustard, Pat.
All right.
I can handle the taste of mustard. I just, you know.
You don't want to smell like ketchup all day.
I don't want to have my hair smell like ketchup, and the only thing I'm worried about is having a French fry dipped in my mouth. But I don't think you'd do that, so I think I'd be good.
You know, at some point I'm going to try.
I can't believe I
we're gonna be at lunch
put
and I'm
the
just
idea
gonna like,
in your head, yeah.
I'll be like, who's that? And you're like, who? And then you'll turn back to the table and I'll just shove a fry in your mouth.
Yeah. I just hope we don't make eye contact and make it weird.
Oh, Locke and I was definitely. Question number two. Question number two. Would you rather sleep in a pool of blood or on a shady hotel's stained mattress? Sleep in a pool of blood or on a shady hotel's stained mattress?
You know, I have done one of those things before. I have done one of those things before.
Slept in a pool of blood?
No.
Not like you weren't like... Were you fully clothed when you slept on a nasty mattress? Hotel mattress?
Nasty is, you know, like...
Nasty?
Maybe it wasn't a nasty one, but it was still... Had a little bit of things on it, but... Wasn't too bad.
Did you request new sheets?
I think after the first day I did, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize it at the time.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't nasty. It was more like, you know, you could tell there was a stain there.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I think we need to... Would you rather sleep in a pool of blood or sleep on a shady hotel stained mattress? We got to move on from
Pat,
this.
Since I've already done it once, I think I'm going to do the mattress.
Ugh. Ugh.
I didn't know, okay?
Ugh.
I woke up in the morning going, oh, okay. I know that wasn't me.
Ugh.
Have I thoroughly disgusted you?
Ugh. All right. 51 said, why don't you, with St. Patrick's Day coming up, what, next Tuesday, I believe? She said you should do some would you rather questions related to St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
I'm like, well, okay, I suppose I could do that. So, just to keep 51 happy, because that's what we all do here.
Oh, yes.
So we all do here. Question number 3. Would you rather smell like a leprechaun or sound like a leprechaun?
What does a leprechaun smell like?
I don't know. Clover and Limburger cheese. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I figured that the person asking the questions would know.
I'm going to guess clover and Limburger cheese.
So smell like a leprechaun, or what was the other portion?
Sound like a leprechaun.
And sounding like a leprechaun, isn't that just having an Irish accent?
Yeah, of sorts. A little higher pitched.
Yeah. Like the Irish, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Can you say kiss the Blarney Stone in an Irish accent?
Click. Well, let me try. What is it called? Kiss the Blarney Stone?
Yeah.
Never tried an Irish accent before. I'll try it here. Kiss the Blarney Stone.
Very good.
Okay.
Can you say, pinch me, I'm not wearing green?
Pinch me, I'm not wearing green. I don't know.
Very good. Okay, so I would go with smell like a leprechaun.
Yeah, I probably, because I don't know if I sound, I sound like, what would it be, the wish.com leprechaun. Not the greatest with the voice. So, you know what, I'll do the smell one. I don't know what a clover smells like. And I don't know what'd you call it, Limburger cheese?
Yeah, it's probably one of the stinkiest cheeses out there.
See, I'm not big on BO, though. I don't want to smell.
And clover has a pleasant smell.
So it's like the yin and the yang.
Yeah, sure. And again, it's just only on one day. St. Pat's Day.
You know what? I'll talk like a... I'll sound like a leprechaun. How about that?
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You're going to do that instead of smell like a leprechaun. All right. Question number 4. Bonus question. Bonus question number 4. Would you rather dye your skin green for St. Pat's Day or run up and down Main Street wearing only a leprechaun hat and a clover leaf loincloth? You went to your visual, didn't you?
Yeah.
Would you rather dye your skin green for St. Patrick's Day or run up and down Main Street wearing only a leprechaun hat and a clover leaf loincloth?
You know, Pat, I... dyeing my skin green would be interesting. Wearing that cloth and that hat leave a lot to the imagination.
Yeah, and it's not just one clover leaf. It would be a... It's a loincloth, so it...
Yeah.
I mean, it covers everything up.
Hmm.
So really, it's no big deal. It's like running up and down Main Street in a bathing suit of sorts. No biggie.
Be pretty cold out, though.
Well, right now it would be.
Yeah.
And by the looks of it, it's going to be a little chilly next Tuesday as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, only wearing a cloth might not be, you know, the best decision for the conditions.
Yeah, but this is all fantasy.
It's all fantasy.
It's all fictitious. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Hey, you were winking at me while you said fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Loincloth and leprechaun hat.
Hello, Pat. My eyes are up here.
Yeah.
Just looking for a four-leaf clover.
I understand that the loincloth looks interesting, but looking for a four-leaf clover. Just looking for my pot of gold.
Dye your skin green or run up and down Main Street wearing only a leprechaun hat and a cloverleaf loincloth. What's your answer?
You know, Pat, I'm probably just going to go with dyeing my skin green at this point.
Hmm.
That way you don't forget about wearing green either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, you won't be pinched.
You can't pinch me. I am green.
Mm-hmm.
Green is me. I'm green. But that clover loincloth, would that be green?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, yeah. Clover is green.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the green skin.
Fair enough. Would you rather Wednesday? Brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt. Some questions are thinkers and some questions are
stinkers.
Dang right.